This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Two Myanmar citizens were arrested Friday on charges alleging that they conspired to oust Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who opposes the military junta that seized power earlier this year, by injuring or even killing him. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a release Friday that the two men plotted to seriously injure or kill Myanmar's ambassador in an attack that was to take place on American soil. According to court documents in White Plains, New York federal court, a Thailand arms dealer who sells weapons to the Myanmar military hired the pair to hurt the ambassador to try to force him to step down. If that didn't work, the ambassador was to be killed, according to authorities. Myanmar's military overthrew the country's civilian government in early February. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan Deborah Lyons told the council that the war has entered a new and deadlier and more destructive phase.
The Taliban campaign during June and July to capture rural areas has achieved significant territorial gains. From this strengthened position, they have begun to attack the larger cities.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
They do not have to stay on this trajectory. They could choose to devote the same energy to the peace process as they are to their military campaign. We strongly urge them to do so.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. This is VOA News. Hiring surged in July as American employers added 943,000 jobs and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. The July numbers exceeded economists' forecast for more than 860,000 new jobs. The Labor Department also revised its jobs numbers for May and June, adding another 119,000 jobs. At the White House, President Biden said that the jobs numbers are proof his plan is working.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months.
The Labor Department collected its data for the report in mid-July before the Centers for Disease Control last week reversed course and recommended that even vaccinated people resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant is pushing infections up. It might be only early August, but many U.S. schools are reopening to in-person instruction with a mixed bag of face covering rules across the nation. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Like many states, Georgia is leaving it up to local schools to decide whether face coverings will be required. Henry County, where students are back in school, has decided not to insist on masks.
We actually operated school when the hospitals were far more strained than they are today.
Here's Henry County School Superintendent Mary Elizabeth Davis.
We are highly recommending that individuals opt for a mask as an added layer of prevention.
Parents at Tussahaw Elementary had mixed feelings about the policy. Charles Dunn is a grandparent of a student at the school.
I think they should take precautions, definitely.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said with a surge in infections, the state has seen an increase in COVID-19 vaccinations. But he's opposed to COVID-related mandates. I'm Jennifer King.
Norwegian Cruise Line is asking a federal judge to block a Florida law prohibiting cruise companies from demanding that passengers show written proof of coronavirus vaccination before they board a ship. Norwegian contended at a hearing Friday the vaccine passport ban signed into law in May by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis jeopardizes the health and safety of passengers and crew and is an unconstitutional infringement on the First Amendment. Florida officials say the law's aim is to prevent discrimination against passengers who don't get vaccinated. The judge did not indicate when she would rule. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials rose by 0.4%, while the S&P 500 added 0.2%. The Nasdaq dropped, however, by 0.4%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.